Yeah, I mean, injuries happen, call-ups happen all around the league. It's not just happening to us, it happens to every team in different points of the season, and you have to find a way to weather the storm. And regardless of who throws on the jersey, we have to be ready to compete and be ready to win hockey games. That's our job out there, and we haven't been able to do it here recently, and like you said, it's frustrating. We fortunately, I guess, here have a little break to kind of reset, and we'll get back at it right after Christmas here.
Yesterday, we won all game for the first 40 minutes, and then 2 minutes and 13 seconds, they scored three goals. Did you like the way you came back in tonight, at least in the first period of today's game?
Yeah, you know what? I thought we competed hard today. That doesn't change anything at the end of the day, but it's something to build off. And like I said, having a few days here to kind of sit and think about it and let it sink in and understand where we are in the standings should help us here and needs to help us. And when we get back here, we have to dial it up a notch for sure.
What can you tell us about your goal?
Good pass by Sammy. Just tried to hit the net, went in. Give them credit. They blocked a lot of shots, but get pucks to the net and he'll be able to beat goalies.
3-1 game. The difference here is on the power play. You gave up two while shorthanded. Is there anything you guys would do differently against their power play attack?
You know what? I thought we were really good on the penalty kill yesterday, and they've put a few pucks to the net that they got a few bounces, and that's usually the difference in pro hockey. And we put pucks to the net and couldn't get those bounces, couldn't finish it, and it's such a fine line between winning and losing, and we have to find a way to come out on the other side of it.
Last week when we talked to Pascal, he said the one thing he wasn't going to accept was a team that didn't finish the game. Certainly not the case tonight. What can you say about, you know, some of these players stepping in and pushing all the way to the end of the game?
Yeah, I think it. We shouldn't even have to talk about this. We're all professional hockey players, and we have to compete for 60 minutes every time we step on the ice. And I thought we competed the last two games. We have to find a way to get it done, though. Like I said, it's our job to go out there and win hockey games, and we haven't been doing it. So that falls on me and some of the older guys in the room to be able to help those young guys and get us where we need to go.
Any more pressure on you, Peter, as the captain, like going into the break, trying to change the mentality of this team?
Yeah, you always feel pressure in that sense. I enjoy the pressure. I enjoy the challenge. Obviously, you never want to be in this situation. You'd rather be on a 5-game winning streak talking about it. That being said, I think the older guys in the room, myself included, are fully equipped to handle this and get us back on the right track here.